getting due. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God. I thank mama, I thank daddy, the devil. Well, I got to give credit where credit is due.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following his arrest last night in New York City, federal prosecutors unsealed charges against Sean Diddy Combs, including racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams alleging that Combs and others coerced women and men with threats and drugs in alleged crimes dating back to 2008.
As alleged, when Combs didn't get his way, he was violent, and he subjected victims to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse so that they would participate in the freak-offs.
Combs' attorneys say he is innocent. In Lebanon, a series of explosions involving pager devices across the country, the suspected coordinated attack killing at least 8 and injuring more than 2,700 others. Americans shelled out more at stores last month. Retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. It comes as the Federal Reserve is weighing an interest rate cut as early as tomorrow. This is ABC News. A 5.1 earthquake jolted Texas last night. It struck near Ackerley, Texas, and was felt in Austin and Dallas. No damage or injuries reported. Houthi rebels in Yemen claiming to have shot down another expensive U.S.-made drone.
The MQ-9 Reaper on fire and coming down. Amid the wreckage strewn on the ground, this man on the scene says it appears to have been carrying 8 missiles. A Houthi spokesman says it was the third one downed by the group in a week, though the other two claims did not include similar video or other evidence. The U.S. military has not acknowledged losing any of its drone aircraft. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Apple's new sleep apnea detection feature now has FDA approval. That feature is designed for the Apple Watch. It tracks breathing disturbances during sleep and alerts users of possible apnea. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another hot and sunny one today, with high temperatures soaring to the upper 80s. The high heat and plenty of sunshine holds tight for tomorrow, too, as showers and thunderstorms start to push in overnight and into our Thursday. Chances return Thursday night and into our Friday morning with a wet weekend ahead. For severe weather stories, radar, and live storm chasing, visit severestudios.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two teens accused of killing a pizza delivery driver in Milwaukee pleaded guilty on Monday. Ted Allen has more.
Armir MacArthur and Keyshawn McNeely were among three men charged with felony murder in the January death of 33-year-old Domino's driver Antoine G. Jr., who was shot three times on Milwaukee's northwest side. Police say the incident was connected to a robbery. The third man charged, 18-year-old Damian Patrick, pleaded guilty earlier this month. All three are scheduled to be sentenced in November.
An inmate was found dead in the Rock County Jail over the weekend. Officials say a 30-year-old inmate from Beloit was found hanging in his cell Saturday during a security check. Life-saving measures were performed but were unsuccessful. The inmate was taken into custody in April on criminal charges and a probation violation. The person has not been identified. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. Police in Menominee are investigating after a teen posted a picture of themselves holding a gun outside Menominee High School. Police first saw the picture Saturday night. They say the teen in the picture did have a BB gun at school last week, but police had took that from them. It's not clear just how old the teen is, or even if they're a student at Menominee High School. Prosecutors are reviewing the case, but no one is saying anything about possible charges. The city of Eau Claire is waiting for the results of its trash study next week. The city spent $20,000 to study how other communities collect their trash. Eau Claire uses private companies to collect garbage, and city managers say there have been a number of complaints about trash service over the last few years. The study is being done by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That's due to be published and presented at a public meeting next Thursday. The Goodhue County Sheriff's Department is warning of scammers claiming to be deputies with the department. In a social media post, the department says scammers are calling residents claiming to be with the department and demanding payment over the phone to settle outstanding warrants. The department is reminding residents deputies will never call you over the phone asking for money. If you do receive this type of call, you are to hang up. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will stay on the Wisconsin ballot. A Dane County judge yesterday ruled Kennedy cannot take his name off the ballot without causing a logistical nightmare. Kennedy asked the judge to remove him, saying Wisconsin's ballot access law creates two different timelines for Republicans and Democrats and independent candidates. The judge said Wisconsin's law is clear. Once you're on the ballot, you stay on the ballot. The judge said Kennedy has no one but himself to blame for being on the ballot at this point. Kennedy's attorneys say they will appeal. The state of Minnesota wants to provide funding for new farmers looking to purchase equipment and grow their businesses. Minnesota Governor Waltz announced the Beginning Farmer Equipment and Infrastructure Grant Program last week. The program will provide approved applicants with up to $20,000 to reimburse costs associated with equipment purchases and infrastructure development. Applications for the program will be taken starting September 24th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
The City of Durand will update the city's website. Last week, the council approved working with Catalysts to update the site. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the goal is to make the site nicer and easier to use.
The one thing we're hoping for is to do more things with it, and then it's to get people, again, whether it's to make payments, whether it's to look for information, whether it's to all those types of things. But
the company already works with Pepin County on their website. The new site should be completed in about 6 months. There are about 20 more students on campus at UW-Eau Claire this fall. The university yesterday released preliminary enrollment numbers for the fall. Overall enrollment is up by about 1,000 students. In Eau Claire, the UW says there are now 9,969 students. That's about 20 more than last fall. The university says there are also enrollment jumps in La Crosse and at UW River Falls. A Minnesota city man was injured and taken to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash on Highway 14 last night in Dover. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 33-year-old William Perry of Minnesota City was driving eastbound on Highway 14, while Juan Bacato, 22, of Winona, was traveling westbound when both vehicles collided near County Road 10 southeast. Perry suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to Mayo Clinic St. Mary's. Bacardo was not hurt. Target is looking for seasonal help. The retailer announced yesterday it plans to bring in 100,000 seasonal employees this year to fill positions in stores and warehouses. Target's application window for seasonal help opens September 25th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants to put warning labels on social media platforms. He's one of over 40 attorneys general who's written to the U.S. Surgeon General urging warnings on platforms that use algorithms. The Attorney General's cite research that links social media to anxiety and depression. They also note that features like infinite scrolling keeps kids hooked to their devices. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The final pieces are in place, and the mural at Owen Park in Eau Claire is complete.
Crews finished the mural that is supposed to look like a river last week. It was a joint project with the Public Painting Project. The Triple P says over 120 people helped design and paint the new mural. The mural is designed to recognize Eau Claire's sister city, Lismore, Australia. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another hot and sunny one today, with high temperatures soaring to the upper 80s. The high heat and plenty of sunshine holds tight for tomorrow, too, as showers and thunderstorms start to push in overnight and into our Thursday. Chances return Thursday night and into our Friday morning with a wet weekend ahead. For severe weather stories, radar, and live storm chasing, visit severestudios.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
The Brewers knocked off the Phillies 6-2 in their series opener at AmFam Field. Their magic number to clinch the Central is down to 2. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It means the champagne will be on ice with a chance to pop the corks as early as tonight. Aaron Civale allowing a run on 7 hits and 5 innings for the win. And Colin Ray came out of the bullpen last night working 2 2/3 innings of relief for his first career save.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where, you know, we were kind of running low in the bullpen and they just kind of brought the idea of me coming down to the bullpen and filling in some innings if we needed to, and thought it was a good idea myself. I was kind of right on the same page with them, so I was all for it.
Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after suffering a torn ACL in Saturday's blowout loss to number 4 Alabama. Van Dyke went down on the Badgers' opening possession. The Atlanta Falcons staged a game-winning drive to come back and beat the Eagles 22-21 on Monday night in Philadelphia. Kirk Cousins marching the Falcons' offense 70 yards in just over a minute to tie the game with a 7-yard touchdown pass, and the extra point won it. Both teams are 1-1. Packers off today before resuming practice on Wednesday in preparation for Sunday's road game at Tennessee. Coach Matt LaFleur says it would be more difficult for Jordan Love to play this week if he can't practice.
We'll see how it kind of plays out, but ideally in a perfect world, if he's going to play, you'd like him to get some reps in, especially I think, you know, it'd be 2 weeks. I think that's a long time.
News around the NFL. Panthers benching first overall pick Bryce Young and will go with veteran Andy Dalton at quarterback. The Rams will be without wide receiver Cooper Kupp for an extended period after a left ankle sprain, and the 49ers losing Pro Bowl receiver Deebo Samuel for a couple of weeks with a strained calf. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers shoot for their second Midwest League championship. They'll take on Lake County in Ohio tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You know a service is solid when it gets great word of mouth. That's why I wanted to let you know what people are saying about ZipRecruiter. The CEO of Walls Need Love said, "I posted a job on ZipRecruiter and found my lead graphic designer within just a few days." The takeaway? If you're hiring, ZipRecruiter excels at finding qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The playoff picture becomes less clear heading to Bristol. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date?
With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Following the second playoff race of the season for the NASCAR Cup Series, very little remains clear about who may be the title favorite or who will advance into the round of 12 following this Saturday night's race at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Only Joey Logano is locked into the next round after winning in Atlanta. Those in jeopardy of elimination include Chase Briscoe and Ty Gibbs, who are 11th and 12th, but only 6 points to the good, while outside of the all-important top 12 include Denny Hamlin, former champions Brad Keselowski and Martin Truex Jr., and Daytona winner Harrison Burton. To see the full playoff standings, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta 8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
A wood stove is an efficient way to heat your home as long as it's well maintained. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you inspect your stove before you fire it up for the season as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Stove is great in the winter for supplemental heat or for the cozy atmosphere it provides. But now is the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you essentially are plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove.
Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks that are cracked or deteriorated. Find more tips for wood stove maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
81 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 21 to 23.85. November up 17 to 23.21. December up 28 to 21.98. January milk up 11 to 2060. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 7.5 to 256.5. 40-pound blocks down 2.25 to 227.75. 8 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 308.5. 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 139.25. 2 trades. Dry whey up 0.5 to 59.5. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Traders, though, back both contracts for live cattle and feeder cattle below the 40-day moving average. But traders, they're really not confident that there's enough support fundamentally backing an aggressive move over the 40-day moving average. And they have that cattle on feed report to watch here later on this week. They still expect cash markets to at least be steady. Hog markets are moving mostly higher. A lot of this is technical buying, even though midday pork cutout values are lower, as there's more than enough technical support to move markets higher. October live cattle up $1.65 to $178.87. December up $1.62 to $179.97. February up $1.47 to $180.95. September feeder cattle up $1.87 to $243.17. October up $2 to $241. November up $2.60 to $238.17. October hogs up $1.85 to $81.77. December up $1.65 to $73.82. February up $1.07 to $76.75. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat today. Soybeans slightly higher. Wheat, though, moving mostly lower. Now, harvest expansion continues into the second half of the week for the corn markets. So that is helping to provide some pressure in the market as the weather looks to mostly keep maturity and harvest moving forward. Soybeans are relatively flat. Now, soybean oil has been leading the product complex mostly higher today, while meal is moving mostly lower. Better rains, though, are needed in Brazil to get early planting underway, with the immediate forecast remaining on the dry side. Meanwhile, wheat markets moving mostly higher, or mixed today, rather, as Chicago is lower, but Minneapolis Indianapolis is higher. There's really not a lot of fresh news to drive the markets either way. December corn up 3/4 to 411 and a half. March up a half to 429 and 3/4. May steady at 440 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 1 to 449. November beans steady at 1004 and a half. January up 1/4 to 1023 and 3/4. March up a half to 1038 and a half. New crop 25 up a half to 1057 and 3/4. October soybean meal down 290 to 317.20. October soybean oil up 73 cents to 40.48. Chicago wheat, December down 2.5 to 576. March down 1 3/4 to 595 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December up 3 3/4 to 623.5. March up 3.5 to 644 and a quarter. Energy markets today are moving higher. October crude oil up $1.62 to 71.71. November up $1.42 to 70.44. Meanwhile, October gas up 3 cents to 2 even. November up 4 cents to 197. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin FFA exhibitor has raised over $20,000 for a farm family devastated by a barn fire. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. There are good people in agriculture, and some of the best are also the youngest. Anna Cahart of Granton was showing livestock at the Clark County Fair and made an amazing decision to help a local family in need. Cahart had the Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer at the Clark County Fair. The show auction sale was August 10th, and the same day, the Jeremy and Beth Oberholzer family had their barn destroyed by a fire. Cahart says that had a big effect on her.
Yeah, it did. So when I found out about their barn burning down, it really touched me because they had 2 younger kids, and growing up on a dairy farm, I knew that the dairy farm was my life, and to not have that as a part of my childhood would totally change the way I am today. And I definitely felt their loss, even though I might not have had that experience. And so I wanted to support them.
She made the remarkable decision to donate the proceeds from the sale of her Grand Champion Dairy Market steer to the Oberholzer family, making the decision that morning before the sale had even begun.
My grandpa is on the fire department, and when he got the call for it, he texted the rest of the family and said, please pray for them because they're going to go through a really hard time. And when I heard that, I knew right away that that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to support them.
When the buyers heard the auctioneer make the announcement about her decision to support the Oberholzers, they got behind her effort.
Yes, they definitely did. The gasp from the audience, because it was so new, kind of like took my breath away at first. But then as the bidders started throwing up bids, I just smiled because I knew that the family's going to get taken care of. It sold for $15.75 a pound, and it ended up over $22,000.
Cahart is attending school as a freshman at UW River Falls. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with the full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 6.8 days suitable for field work statewide for the week ending September 15th, according to USDA. Dry weather allowed for good progress on many field activities, including harvesting corn silage, cutting hay, seeding winter wheat, and manure application. Corn in the dough stage reached 94%. 73% of the corn has reached the dent stage, 2 days behind last year, but 1 day ahead of the five-year average. 18% of the corn crop is mature. Corn for silage harvest, 23% complete. Corn condition was at 63%, good to excellent. Soybeans coloring reached 75%. 41% of soybeans were dropping leaves. Soybean condition remained at 62%, good to excellent. Winter wheat planting, 23% complete, with 8% emerged. Fourth cutting of alfalfa was 63% complete. And the potato harvest was 51% complete. Potato condition remained at 88%, good to excellent. The clock is ticking for the next generation of Wisconsin soybean industry leaders to apply for the 2025 ASA Corteva AgriScience Young Leader Program. Now, applications are due Friday, September 20th. Soybean growers, both individuals and couples, are encouraged to apply for the program, which focuses on leadership and communication, agriculture trends and information, and the development of a strong and connected network. Now, growers of any age are encouraged to apply. The program, though, is designed for those younger and in leadership. Now, for more information, you can contact the Wisconsin Soybean Association. For the third straight year, Mississippi River water levels are falling again, making shipping goods difficult. Farm Policy News says the low levels are forcing barge companies to put limits on how much cargo they can carry and is cutting into farm profits. It was only 2 months ago that much of the river was above flood stage north of St. Louis. As river levels fell steadily since then, barge companies had to limit the soybeans, grains, and other cargo they carry to prevent barges from getting stuck, which means less profits for farmers. Approximately 60% of all U.S. grain exports are taken by barge down the Mississippi to New Orleans, where the corn, soybeans, and wheat are stored, then transferred for shipment to other countries. It's an efficient way to move crops. A group of 15 barges lashed together carries as much cargo as about 1,000 trucks. While the 2024 Farm Bill has been stalled for multiple months, the legislative logjam is showing a few signs of breaking after key ag groups took to Capitol Hill last week to share the economic reality facing farmers and ranchers. In a letter last week to House Ag Committee Democrats, Ranking Member David Scott said, "We all know that Congress needs pressure to act. That's why Chairman Thompson, Chairwoman Stebenow, Ranking Member Bozeman, and I agree we're better off without another extension at this point." After he met with farmers, Scott says if it looks like Congress won't be able to pass a farm bill, they asked him if Congress would consider doing a two-year ad hoc package that would bolster the safety net for 24 and 25 crop years. He said farmers need the certainty and support, and we need to step up to this challenge, Scott added. Last Friday, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau submitted comments to USDA regarding proposed revisions to the federal milk marketing orders. The letter, submitted jointly with Minnesota Farm Bureau, expressed opposition to USDA's recommendations. Although Wisconsin Farm Bureau supports the pricing formula change from average of to higher of and USDA's recommended Class 1 differentials, Wisconsin Farm Bureau opposed raising milk allowances. Over the past 8 years, Wisconsin's faced some of the highest rates of dairy farm bankruptcy in the nation, and USDA's proposed reforms are expected to exacerbate the issue, leading to further consolidations and bankruptcies, the letter went on to say. While a switch back to the higher class of class one base price, elimination of barrel cheese prices, and increases in composition factors and class one differentials are all designed to better reflect current market realities and improve overall pricing for farmers, The letter said the recommended make allowance increase is so large it would wipe out the gains, particularly in Federal Order 30, with high Class 3 and Class 4 utilization, wrote Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Director of National Affairs, Tyler Wensloff, in that letter. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. The sunshine will stick around today, and it looks like we'll have another windy day as well, as southerly winds will gust into the 20 to 25 mile an hour range. While the warm weather sticks around on Wednesday, it looks like we do have some showers and storms expected later on in the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 48% to 53%, south winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 58 to 63, relative humidities at 75% to 80%, southeast winds at 5 to 9. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, southeast winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Friday, becoming mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 70 to 75. For Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Walks in the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here. Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
cause I know I'll never be lonely. For you are the stars to me. You are the light I follow. I'll see you again. Whoa, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Oh, 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 oh. I can hear those echoes in the wind at night, calling me back in time, back to you in a place far away where the water meets the sky. The thought of it makes me smile. You are my tomorrow. I'll see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Sometimes I feel my heart is breaking, but I stay strong and I hope. This is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Whoa, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again.
We got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up. Since you did me wrong, well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. That's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb, and now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby.
did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Afraid to take chances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool, yeah, I'm such a fool for her. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
come crying.